This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
I'm Pete Whitmarsh. I'm doing the City and Guild 6129 course, and I'm on week 4 for plumbing.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Tom.
So, Pete, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was working as a percussion teacher.
So that's a bit of a change then from plumbing.
Yeah.
Have you always been interested in plumbing?
It's certainly the trade side of things. The rest of my family are in that business. So, yeah, it's always been within the family.
Are you doing your course part-time around your teaching?
Yeah, I'm still teaching at the moment. Reduce the hours a little bit so that it allows a bit of freedom to come up and do my practical weeks here.
What are your plans then for the future? Are you going to do half and half?
The idea would be to, at some stage, probably knock the teaching on the head. It's not something I really wanted to, but it's more for financial reasons and the security of having a trade rather than going in and teaching, because my teaching isn't always full time.
You are on your practical training at the moment down in Southampton.
Yep, that's right.
How are you finding that?
Yeah, great. The practical bit is obviously for me, that's the best bit, because I can sit and read books, but it's getting hands on actually in the practical areas where I learn best. So yeah, really enjoyed the practical training.
You're on week 4 of the training, aren't you?
That's right. Yes.
Can you tell us what you've been doing in those 4 weeks?
The first couple of weeks was more bathroom installations and just getting used to handling copper pipe and bending and soldering. But weeks 3 and 4 have been a little bit more technical, looking more at central heating systems and airing cupboards and fitting in the whole cylinder and cistern tanks from the loft down into the cylinders.
We've talked about the practical side of the course.
Yep.
How are you finding the other part, the theory part of the course?
The theory is okay, but you do have to be self-motivated to actually put the time in, which I have been, but I've also been doing other things as well. So it's just a time allocation. You have to be self-motivated to put in the hours doing the theory work, which you need to do, because otherwise the practical really doesn't make sense.
Have you got any advice you'd give people who are listening to this and want to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber?
Yeah, my advice would be to sit down and totally think whether it is what you want to do. And if it is, then you have to commit to it 100% really, put in the hours with the theory, come up and do the practical, and just keep going with it. Not to be frightened to ask for help when you're in the practical centres. The tutors are always there and helpful. So commit to it and go for it.
You mentioned earlier that you are quite busy because you've got your job as a teacher.
Yep.
What about plumbing experience then? Have you been getting any plumbing work outside of your course?
During the summer holiday time that I obviously get 6 weeks off for the summer, I've been working alongside a couple of plumbers, sometimes paid, sometimes just unpaid work, just to gain the experience and learn from people on site as well as within the training centres here in Southampton.
Tell us a bit about how you managed to get that experience with the plumbers.
I'm quite lucky. My father-in-law is a architect, so he has a few contacts with the tradespeople, and he managed to give me the name of a plumber or a couple of plumbers, and I've just asked them if they would mind me coming along. Some have declined, but some were helpful enough to say, yeah, just come along. I spent a week or a couple of weeks at a time with each plumber. A lot of it was unpaid, but it was valuable experience for myself.
Have you found the experience with the plumbers then really valuable to your course?
Yeah, absolutely. You come up and you do your practical training, but it might be a couple of months before you do your next practical session, depending on how hard you put in the work with the bookwork. So it's allowed me to keep, you know, my soldering skills and things like, just simple things like this to tick over and for me to gain confidence, really.
So, Pete, if you had to sum up then your whole course so far with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I'd say it's all been good. Not a problem in communicating with the centres, either for the practical or for the theory side of things, and the tutors for the theory side have always been very quick to respond. So, yeah, it's all been very good.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.